Are you confused about real food and what's healthy and good for the planet? Do you need the facts about local, organic, and sustainable food? Well, get ready to change the way you eat. Get ready for The Appropriate Omnivore with Aaron Zober.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Appropriate Omnivore. I'm your host, Aaron Zober, covering lifestyles in the world of real food. Today, I'm covering one of the most important subjects for anyone who's an appropriate omnivore, that is, sustainable seafood. My guest is Sarah Kelly of Cease and Brand, a company which has been offering wild-caught fish for over a century. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Hi, Aaron. Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Thanks. This is a topic that I've been wanting to do for a long time, and I'm very happy that you're able to come on and talk about it.
Absolutely.
So let's get started with how you got involved with Cease and Brand.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been with the company for almost 2 years now. I've loved every second of it. I've been involved in consumer product goods for about 5 years or so. I took a little bit of a hiatus. I've always done marketing and I was in different industries, but I really wanted to come back to the food industry because for me, it's something that I'm really passionate about. So I found this opportunity with Cease and Brand and it's been a match made in heaven, to be quite honest with you. I love how the company is so focused on sustainability. We've been in business for over 100 years, and it's really just a fabulous product. We have over 40 SKUs, and we really tailor to all different types of consumers, from older consumers to younger consumers. And tinned fish is such a hot trend right now that it's just a great time to be with the company.
Yeah, so Season, obviously their longtime company, a legacy brand. Has sustainability always been a big part of Season?
Absolutely, yep. So we've had our sustainability certifications for at least a decade or so. We were one of the first brands, if not the first brand, to have all those certifications. And again, like I said, that's really important to us because we always want to be a premium quality sardine. All of our sardines are skinless and boneless, and our bone-in pilchard sardines come from the North Atlantic waters of Morocco. And all of the fisheries that we use are certified sustainable, wild-caught, friend of the sea. We also do have a couple different types of cold water fish that are coming from the waters of Latvia, and that would be kippers, bristling sardines, different fish like that, and they're also MSC certified. So we always make sure that all the fish that we're bringing in are completely wild-caught and sustainable, and that's something that's a non-negotiable for us.
Yes, and so I imagine when it started 100 years ago, that was just known as seafood itself, and do you think that Season's whole history of working with seafood before it became unsustainable really helps in promoting that aspect?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have such a long-term relationship with many of these suppliers that we want to be seen as one of the first ones to really offer all of these certifications. So, you know, for us, it's always been important. It continues to be important. And we see that growing in the future. We definitely see that. So it's something that we hold near and dear to our hearts.
Now, tell us a little bit about your specific role with Season.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the marketing manager for Season. So I handle a wide range of tasks. To be honest, we're a small but mighty team. And for me, I'm responsible for all market research, packaging design, product development, everything really from nuts to bolts. I see product innovations from start to finish. Anything that has to do with our website and media outreach and PR, any type of interviews that we have to give. So I'm very busy, very active, but it's exciting. And like I said, it's really a great time to be involved because tinned fish is such a huge trend right now that it's just really exciting to see consumers and retailers get as excited about it as we are.
Absolutely. So for the listeners that may not know what tinned fish means, explain exactly what that is.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a preserved fish in a can, typically. We also do offer tinned fish in jars. So typically, it's obviously not tinned, but it's a preserved fish. For us, we pack our fish in olive oil, or it could be water, tomato sauce. But the great thing about it is that it's completely shelf stable. It's fully cooked. It's a really great accessible protein that you can have in your pantry. And whenever you're hungry after a long day of work or after a long workout, you can come home and know that your tinned fish is there waiting for you. You can enjoy it straight out of the can, on a salad, or really just any way that you would enjoy tuna fish, for example.
That sounds great. And we've talked a lot about the sustainability of it. And I know that you have several different certifications for sustainability. So tell us about those different ones.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I mentioned, the most prominent one that we have is the Friend of the Sea certification. And that applies to various waters across the world. And because we source most of our sardines from Morocco, they certify the bodies of water around Morocco. So that's our most prominent wild-caught and sustainable certification. Like I said, we also do have the MSC certification on our other fish that are coming from Latvia because MSC governs those waters. But we have several other certifications as well, including the non-GMO Project Verified certification, we're OU kosher, certified gluten-free. So we really just have end-to-end complete sustainability and visibility on all of our products.
Wonderful. Yes, lots of great ones. I know you also have a certified wild-caught and sustainable.
Yep, and that's part of Friend of the Sea. Mm-hmm.
So Friend of the Sea is the main certification that you push.
That's correct, yeah.
Do you think that there's a growing demand for sustainable seafood? Because I know certainly I'm seeing a lot more companies now talk about on their label, and how do you see that as far as the future of seafood?
Yeah, sustainability for seafood is definitely very prominent right now, and it's only going to grow. We see a lot of our consumers asking a lot of questions about sustainability and how we source our fish, and they find great value in the fact that all of our fish is completely wild-caught and sustainable. That's another aspect, too, is that consumers want fish that are wild-caught, and for all of our sardines, our mackerel, our anchovies, kippers, everything is wild-caught and sustainable. So for us, that's a great thing, and we love being able to tell that story, that we're really able to offer a quality product that they can trust.
Yes, and that's an important thing you bring up, that all of your food is wild caught, because I see some other seafood companies that like to talk about how they're wild caught, but when you look closely at it, some of them then have farmed salmon among their options, and I feel they're not being completely truthful with when they say they're offering wild seafood.
Absolutely. And for us, that's the biggest thing is transparency, and that's why we have all of our certifications prominently located on our packaging. We want consumers to ask those questions. We want them to know what they're consuming, why it's good, why choose Seasoned over another brand, and why our sardines really have that premium quality versus something else that they may pick up from the grocery store. So we always wanted to be that trusted resource for them, especially since we've been doing this for so long.
And how have Seasoned's practices changed over the times? Are there ways that you've become more sustainable?
Yeah, so I would say, like I mentioned, about 10 or so years ago, maybe more, is when we really doubled down and got all those certifications listed on our packaging. What we've always been doing, but I think we just made more of a concerted effort to be transparent about it just because of the growing need for sustainability. So I think Seasoned has evolved with the times and we've grown over time. Of course, things looked a little bit different back in 1921 when we first started, but I think we've always been on the forefront of making sure that we work with reputable fishery suppliers, that we get quality product. And really, our time speaks for itself. We're lucky in that we have the testament of time to show that we've always had great quality products, and they've been on store shelves for over 100 years.
Yes, I think that's all important. And I imagine that that's a big part of what you do, of making sure that people know that you're sustainable. They know the certifications, that it's seen very clearly on the packaging.
Yeah, definitely. And I think one of the biggest barriers that we found in our market research was that consumers, some of them just don't know how to eat sardines. There's definitely that connotation that sardines can be smelly. Some consumers don't know what to expect when they open up a can because obviously you can't see inside the can. So they might think to themselves, does it have the skin and the bones? Is there a tail? Is there a head? Maybe it has eyes staring back at me. So for us, we really wanted to educate consumers on what are the benefits of sardines? What do they look like? How can you enjoy them so that not only are they able to reap those benefits of eating wild-caught, certified, sustainable fish, but they feel good about it and they know how to eat it. They know that they could put it on a salad. They know that they could put it on pizza. And one of the things that we tried to do is put it in reference to tuna, because obviously in the United States, consumers eat a lot of canned tuna, but they might not eat canned sardines or canned mackerel. So one of the things that we're working on right now on our packaging is putting on some really, really great health claims on the front panel, one of which says 4 times more omega-3 than tuna on our sardine packaging. So just really giving consumers that frame of reference, like, wow, I didn't know that sardines had all this omega-3. And that's something that obviously is a huge trend as well. So we're just really trying to educate consumers and let them know why sardines are so great.
Absolutely. So you talked about the sardines and the mackerels, and what are the other types of fish that season offers in addition to those?
Yeah, so we also do offer anchovies. We have them in a jar, and we have them in tins. We have kipper snacks, which is a skinless, boneless herring fillet. We also do have a vegan caviar. It's actually made out of black seaweed pearls, and that's a proprietary process that forms them into the little pearl. We just rolled that out about 2 or so years ago, and that's been a huge success.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about how all of these types of fish have great health benefits compared to other fish such as salmon, but I would say another advantage of them, and I learned this years ago when I saw the documentary End of the Line, which talked about the whole issue of our oceans running out of seafood, was the case to eat more of these seafoods that people typically haven't been eating because there is more of an abundant supply of anchovies and mackerels and sardines.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And obviously they're much smaller fish than, say, a tuna or a salmon. So they're able to reproduce quickly, and they also have a lot less mercury than tuna, for example. So I know there's a lot of consumers out there that love tuna, but they're concerned about eating too much of it for the mercury levels. And sardines and mackerel in particular make a great substitute for that.
They do. Tuna specifically is the highest in mercury, that they say eat it only once a week or sometimes less than that, such as in my case. Even that was getting to be a little too much. So certainly that's what these smaller ones have. Would you say that these ones you could eat pretty much every day?
Yeah, I think most people probably wouldn't eat them every day. For me, myself, I eat them several times a week. I'll have sardines on avocado toast. I put them a lot, sardines or mackerel, in my salad for lunch. Sometimes I make a pasta with them. They're just so easy to have on hand. And it's so nice to have a protein source that you don't actually have to cook. You can use it straight from the can and just add it to any dish that you're already preparing. And that's what we're really trying to educate consumers on, is that you don't have to change what you're doing. You don't have to make all these fancy, outlandish recipes. You just have to add a healthy, sustainable, wild-caught protein source that's already prepared to whatever you're making. And voila, there you go. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Do you think you can also be made a mix in something? Something which I like to make is a chicken liver anchovy pate, which has two things in there which I think a lot of people are afraid of eating, but actually the combination, that when you put those two together, the saltiness of the anchovies with chicken liver, I think makes the best pate ever.
Oh, absolutely. And so many of our consumers use our anchovies for Caesar dressings, and they put a couple anchovies on their pizza, and it's really just that balance of the flavor profile. It's like that umami flavor that really kind of enhances what they put it on, and it's great.
Yeah, so there's lots of ways that you can use these types of fish, of mackerels and sardines, anchovies, for ways that I think a lot of people wouldn't think of firsthand rather than just eating them straight out of the can.
Oh, definitely. And one thing that we've done is we've added a ton of recipes to our website, just showing different consumers what they can do with all of our small fish. And we're working on adding more recipes, more video content, more photo content, just to keep our library nice and fresh. But I think for me, even when I talk to some of my friends who aren't familiar with small tinned fish, they're surprised to realize that there's so many different ways that you can actually enjoy them. And straight out of the can. Sometimes, I know myself, some of my teammates will literally just grab a can, grab some crackers, and throw some sardines on there if we're really busy or we're in a meeting, and it gets the job done. They really do fill you up. They have 22 grams of protein per can. It's really the most perfect superfood.
Do you have a favorite of the different type of fish you offer? Maybe one you would recommend for people who haven't consumed these smaller type of fish?
Yeah, definitely. So my personal favorite is the grilled mackerel. I absolutely love it. I would say mackerel is a great introductory small fish for those who maybe are a little bit not so sure about sardines. They're super mild. They're nice and meaty. I think they're the closest cousin to tuna. So I would say if you haven't tried sardines yet and you're a little skeptical, I would definitely suggest trying the grilled mackerel. Also because it has that delicious grilled taste to it, and it's packed into olive oil. So delicious. But also sardines are super mild as well. I think people, again, think that, you know, it could be smelly. They could have a strong taste, and they really don't. We actually offer skinless and boneless sardines in olive oil. So there's no skin, no bones. It's just a beautiful fillet of fish. And that's one of the things that we're trying to create awareness about, is just the fact that you don't have to have the skin and the bones. You can actually just have this nice meaty fillet, and it goes perfectly into any dish that you're preparing.
Wonderful. Yeah, that sounds great. And so currently offer a nice line of different types of fish as the ones we've covered. Do you have any plans to expand into other types of seafood?
Absolutely. So we are looking at different options as we speak. there's nothing that I can really say definitively for right now, but as we continue to grow and expand, we want to be able to serve all of our consumers. So we're working with several different suppliers right now to figure out what do our consumers want, what's the best flavor profile, what, of course, is wild-caught, sustainable, the best product that we can possibly source. And I would say within the next maybe 6 months or so, we'll be having some new innovations hitting the market.
Well, I look forward to hearing those, and certainly we'll be glad to promote them on the Appropriate Omnivore blog and social media.
Awesome. Yeah, we're super excited.
Do you also have any plans? I know you talked about the vegan caviar that you offer. Do you have any plans to go into any other areas outside of seafood?
We are actually considering that at this moment in time. Season has a really rich history in not only offering canned seafood, but in the past we have offered different types of canned vegetables and pasta sauces and whatnot. We really scaled down in the past couple decades or so to focus on being a true canned fish company. But we are starting to broaden our horizons and think about how we can offer healthy, sustainable options for our consumers that might not necessarily fall into canned seafood. So some of those could be vegan options. Really, we're just trying to focus on foods that are helpful to the consumer. They can use them conveniently, quickly, something they can potentially have in their pantry, just to make healthy eating more accessible. So we're doing a lot of market research right now to figure out what consumers are looking for. What are some different types of products that would be innovative to the market? Maybe something that's not currently out there that could be. And so we're not quite there yet, but I would say maybe in the next year or so, we'll have more news to share on that.
Well, as you talk about working on vegetable products, but I would think also, because a big thing of what you do is something that is very important to me, which is, you know, this show is called The Appropriate Omnivore, and you're proving that seafood can be sustainable, it can be healthy. I've seen other seafood companies getting into grass-fed beef products and other omnivore, or maybe you could say carnivore products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would say I don't think we're quite into the grass-fed beef. I think we're looking for different types of products that you can add on to a healthy dinner or healthy snacking, maybe a healthy breakfast. So it's an add-on, maybe not straight up protein sources in that sense. But at this point, we're not ruling out anything. So anything's possible. We're just really trying to figure out what consumers want and what they would use most often, what would make their lives easier and give them products that are healthy.
Mm-hmm. In addition to working on future products, as far as the future of Season, are there also ways that you're looking at becoming more sustainable or other types of sustainable certifications you're looking at?
Yeah, so we're definitely looking at packaging is one of the areas where we feel like we can improve. So at this point, we're taking a look at different ways that we can package our product using less plastic, using more sustainable byproducts of that. So we actually have a pretty extensive project going on right now with some of our most popular retailers to figure out how we can trim that down and just make for a lesser impact on our planet.
Yes, I think that that's a very major topic in natural CPG, which I think pretty much anyone in that space is looking at how can packaging be more sustainable as far as recyclable package. I know one of the things currently you do is all of your cans are BPA free.
That's right.
What else would you say are the health benefits of consuming your products?
Yeah, so our sardines and mackerel have tons of omega-3 fatty acids, which, as I mentioned, is something that's really growing in popularity. They have tons of protein, average of about 22 grams of protein per can. I would say in terms of calcium, we do offer bone-in, skin-on sardines, and they have, I would say, approximately 28% of your daily value of calcium, which is great. Oftentimes, that's more than an 8-ounce glass of milk. So I think consumers are often surprised that you can get just as much calcium, if not more, from sardines than you can a glass of milk. So I would say those are really the biggest ones. And again, just the fact that you're able to eat a small fish that you don't have to worry about the mercury. It's totally accessible. It's easy to keep in your pantry. Like I said, it's really just a great superfood in a can in that it just has so many vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, which is good for everybody's bones. So it's just the perfect product, honestly.
Yes, I can certainly see lots of advantages with that, of getting the calcium and that. And I know that we are seeing some supplements. I mean, there's everything from taking the fish oils to collagen. Could you see yourself getting into any of those things?
So we have taken a look at different types of supplements. It's something that we're exploring. Again, we're really casting a wide net, no pun intended.
I love it.
nothing, like I said, is off the table, and we're trying to figure out how that could fit into our brand and in our portfolio and just think beyond canned seafood and what would make the most sense for us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And any other just future projects, whether it comes to certification or new lines of food or any type of nonprofits you're looking at working for that are in the pipeline?
Yeah. So for us, the biggest project that we have right now is, again, different types of innovations. But also we have recently started a rebranding project in that we've redesigned our logo. We have this beautiful sea maiden. She's always been the look and face of season. So we've given her a little bit of a makeover. And just really wanted to embody that level of trust for our company and warmth. So that's been a huge project for us, just figuring out what's the future of season, what does it look like, applying that logo to all of our packaging. It'll be updated on our website and on all of our social media. So that's been a huge area of focus, and really just refreshing our packaging again to educate consumers about sardines, having those updated health claims. We also added some beautiful sardine photography to our front panels of our products just to show consumers what exactly they're getting when they purchase sardines. So for example, if a consumer were to purchase a cartonette of skinless and boneless sardines, we now have a beautiful picture of those fillets right on the front pack so that they know, okay, there's no skin, there's no bones, it's a nice looking fillet. And the same thing goes to our bone-in product as well. There's a picture of our bone-in skin on sardines. And we offer both, of course, because different consumers have different preferences. So it just makes it so much easier from a visibility standpoint, from a shopping standpoint. We think it's really going to stand out on shelves. It's something that we've never done before, but we think it's the right time to do it. And also, we're applying a beautiful yellow color to our packaging, so that'll help it stand out on shelves as well. So we've been really focused on the rebrand and just really trying to educate consumers about why sardines, why season. And now that we're getting that behind us, we're looking forward to, like we talked about, launching new different product innovations, potentially expanding outside of canned seafood, and trying to figure out how we can make our products even better by reducing the amount of packaging, by potentially partnering with different industry professionals, maybe doing some partnerships with different nonprofit organizations. So it's really just the start for season. After all this 100 years, it's like a rebirth of how we can be season 2.0, so to speak.
Great. Yeah. Well, I love the idea of putting the photos. I think that fits with very much what we talk about of the demand for more transparency in the products. I know another thing that we see on products of all types are being able to track where they come from with a QR code. Is that something that Season has considered?
Yeah, it's definitely something that we've considered. We haven't added it to our packaging as of yet. We do QR codes for some of our educational materials, but it's definitely something that we're thinking about for the future, adding a QR code to our packaging and easy access to our website for all of that educational content, recipes, learning about sardines. And that's another area that we're looking to beef up as well, just because we find that there's so many frequently asked questions that consumers have, and it's great to just have a resource where they can go and learn from us, because it's just great to be able to go to the source and be able to explain to consumers some questions that they might have that they might not otherwise know the answer to.
Yeah, I think that's great. And as you've worked in marketing for a while, it's changing the way consumers know about food by having more multimedia available online and other places to go to than before.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just the amount of social media that we all consume on a daily basis is almost mind-boggling. And especially in this industry, it's like there's an insatiable appetite for content, for videos specifically, which is really fun from our standpoint because we have such a versatile product that there's so many different recipes and different types of dietary menus that we can come out with. So it's really exciting for us to really start focusing on creating more of that content, especially in the short form, where consumers can just go and easily see, okay, get inspired. I can create this sardine pasta. I can do all these different things and just be able to scroll through. So I think that's something that's really important to us.
Yes, I think all businesses certainly have benefited by the rise of internet and social media and being able to have very easy access to videos and to photos of their product. Because before, what do? You have to be at an event where they did a demo or pass out some type of CD on it that now you don't need to do that. But I think that benefits all kinds of businesses. I feel that it has a special connection. And I think in a lot of ways, natural products, natural CPG may benefit more from this than other type of products.
Oh yeah, definitely. And that's one of the things they're working on right now too, is partnering with different content creators, recipe makers, to just be able to share with them our sardines, let them know about all the health benefits. And I love seeing what they tag us in. We get tagged in different recipes all the time. And sometimes it could be lunch recipe, it could be a breakfast recipe. We've even been tagged in pet recipes, which is really fun. A lot of pet parents will use sardines in their dog's food or their cat's food, and their pets love it. And I just think it's really fun to watch. And it's just like a whole different application of using and enjoying sardines. And it's great to see that they can be enjoyed by their humans and their pets.
Yes, I've seen a rise of people actually wanting to have sustainable pet food. And I know a couple seafood companies have launched seafood lines just for pets. Could you see Season doing that?
Yeah, we had a sourcer come up to us and ask us if we can source our sardines for a pet product. It ended up logistically, it just didn't make sense. But it's definitely something that we're always keeping a wide net and keeping open to. And to be honest with you, I actually personally just adopted a Husky German Shepherd mix. And my husband and I were trying to get him to eat his dog food, and he wasn't so used to it. And I pulled out a can of sardines that I was making for lunch, and he came right up to the counter, and I gave him those skinless and boneless sardines and water, and he absolutely loved them. So it was just so fun for me to watch.
Oh, yes. I imagine I would love to see that, too. Now, I've talked about the types of seafood that you have and the focus on the smaller fish like sardines and mackerels. Has Season at all considered getting into some of the more traditional types of seafood that we've known about, such as salmon or tuna?
Yeah, so we're definitely looking at tuna. We're considering doing tuna, yellowfin, 100% fillets in glass jars. The product that we're looking at is sourced from Costa Rica, and it's a fabulous product. It's absolutely delicious. And that's something that's currently in the works. So I don't have a definitive timeline on that, but certainly that would be completely wild caught and sustainable, as all of our fish. So again, we want to be able to offer different types of products to everyone. And I think that would be a really nice addition to our lineup.
I think so too. We're just about out of time, but before we go, is there anything else you'd like to let the listeners know about Season Brand?
I would just like to say that, again, we've been in business for over 100 years. We've done a lot of really wonderful things. We've grown as a company. Our team is small but mighty, and we're really passionate about what we do, and we're just really excited to be able to offer healthy, delicious, accessible proteins and different innovations going forward. So definitely stay tuned, because we are nowhere near done.
Certainly. And for people to learn about both the current products that you have and to learn about developments you're working on, give the listeners the website address and social media accounts where they can learn all about this.
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is www.seasonproducts.com. And you can find us online on Facebook and Instagram at Season Brand Official.
Wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. This was really wonderful. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it as well. That's all for this episode of The Appropriate Omnivore. New episodes of the show are released every Wednesday. Follow me on social media for more information on the next episode. And to make sure you never miss any of my podcasts, subscribe to The Appropriate Omnivore on your favorite podcast site or app. You can also listen to all my podcasts on my website, appropriateomnivore.com. There you can find recipes from the guests I interview, plus all of my articles covering lifestyles in the world of real food. Until next time, my pantry is officially closed.